When my son Angus was about 4 years old, I went to visit him at his mother's. And this time it was coming up to Christmas. And all of a sudden I could hear like these Christmas pop songs being played loud outside. At that moment I happened to be through in the kitchen speaking to his mother. And so I went through into the hall. And of course Angus was at the door. He had the door wide open and he had his mouth wide open and he was just mesmerised by what was out there. So I went to the door. And here it was Santa Claus's sleigh being towed by a Range Rover. And it was a Rotary Club sort of thing, you know, or a round table sort of thing. And so there was Santa Claus and his helpers. So I said to Angus, "Do you want to go out there? Do you want to go out there?" He said, "No, no." But he wouldn't take his eyes off them. He wouldn't take his ear off them. "No, do what? No, no, no." Next thing was that his mother came through and she says, "Do you want to go out there, Angus?" "No." Again, he wouldn't take his ear off Santa Claus. Well, she picked him up anyway and taken him out there. And he was getting a lollipop and that. Well, I was staying for my tea, so we were sitting down to our tea, and I said to Angus, so that there was Santa Claus's sledge out there, being towed by a Range Rover. "So where were the reindeer?" As quick as a flash, he says, "They were in the back of the Range Rover." Now, Many years later, just a couple of years ago, so he would have been about 7, something like that, 7, 8, I'm not very sure. He came to my house and it was coming up to Christmas and he said, "I didn't believe in Santa Claus anymore. I says, "How? What happened?" Because I thought, what is this? He says, "Well, I was going to get a train set for Santa Claus, but it was actually going to come from my friend Peter. Now, Peter was going to deliver it on Christmas Eve, and, you know, so it'd be hidden away. But Peter had to go away earlier, a few days earlier, so he had to deliver it earlier. So it was hidden elsewhere. It was just coming up to Christmas, and I couldn't sleep this night, so I went through my mother's room, and she started reading me a story. Now, at one point, she let the book fall. The book fell under the bed. So I went under the bed to get the book, and I seen this train set. And that was that. You know, he just put the whole thing together. So I says, "So how do you feel about that?" He says, "I'm fine, that's all right. That's no bother at all." So I was reminding him of this story when he was about 4 years old, Santa Claus and the Range Rover, and where was the reindeer? I said, "Do you mind of that?" He says, "I mind of that fine, aye." Well, I went out there and got a lollipop or whatever, and I just happened to look in the back of the Range Rover, and I could see this red light, and I thought it was Rudolph's nose.